From divergence to convergence. Unity in diversity. Romans 15:4. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the Scriptures and the encouragement they provide we might have hope. Explanation. The Apostle Paul is saying that the Scriptures were written not just for people in the past, but also for us today. They give us lessons, encouragement, and examples of endurance so that we can have hope in our own lives. The stories and teachings in the Bible are meant to instruct us and help us keep our faith strong, especially during hard times. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Explanation. Here, Paul finishes this section with a prayer or blessing. He asks that God, who is the source of hope, would fill the believers with joy and peace as they trust in Him. He wants them not just to have a little hope, but to overflow with hope, something made possible by the Holy Spirit working inside them. This verse reminds us that true hope, joy, and peace come from God, and trusting in Him allows us to experience these blessings more fully. Romans 15:4 teaches us that the Bible was written to encourage and give us hope through its lessons. And Romans 15:13 is a prayer that God would fill us with hope, joy, and peace through the Holy Spirit as we trust in Him. A river in Switzerland merges two waterfalls, representing the combination of hardship and striving towards hope. Just as the waterfalls come together, we should have faith that God will bring us joy and peace during our challenging times. No matter what path we choose in life, as long as we follow God's guidance, we will reach the same blessed destination. Reflecting on the origins of Christian hope, we see that it can emerge from darkness and provide strength and encouragement to endure with courage. Scripture teaches us and leads us to a sense of hope. When faced with sorrows and challenges, hope may not come naturally. Instead, we tend to feel despair. However, by connecting with something greater, we can discover hope. Just like a bridge leads from darkness to light, the book's words guide us from sorrow to hope. The stories of triumph in Scripture inspire us to be patient and resilient in difficult times, giving us strength and hope. Scripture goes beyond just consoling and offers encouragement that stirs the heart like a trumpet call. It aims to empower us to be resilient and courageous in facing and overcoming sorrows, instilling in us a fearless courage to see hardships as opportunities for growth. The goal is to inspire and fortify our hearts, strengthening our resolve and making us unbreakable in spirit in the face of adversity. Scripture provides comfort and guidance through stories of triumph and timeless principles. The hardships faced by individuals like Abraham, Jacob, and Job offer hope to those in need. The Psalms provide solace to those in distress, while the examples of unwavering patience and redemption inspire others to endure and persevere. Through its focus on history and living examples, Scripture reveals the character of God and offers reassurance to those facing difficult paths. Scripture provides comfort by simplifying life's complexities, revealing the purpose of suffering as a way to grow and strengthen. Knowing that all challenges come from a loving Creator can give us hope and strength to face adversity with courage. This perspective, though not a solution to all problems, offers peace and clarity in difficult times. Courage from the Scriptures also leads to perseverance, going beyond enduring difficulties passively. It is important to accept hardships without complaint but also to learn from trials morally and spiritually. Sorrow may help us detach from worldly desires, but we must still fulfill our duties with determination, regardless of our emotional state. We must work with all our might, even when our enthusiasm diminishes. All passage stresses the significance of perseverance in carrying out our duties. Scripture provides encouragement to help us push through exhaustion and fulfill our responsibilities actively. Giving up may seem easier, but progress is key to finding relief from our burdens. Inaction only intensifies our pain, so drawing inspiration from Scripture can fuel us to persist with unwavering determination and hope. The Scripture offers guidance on how to build perseverance through various methods. It encourages us to stay committed to doing good, even when faced with challenges. It serves as a source of motivation, reminding us of the rewards of perseverance and the dangers of laziness. By following the examples of those who have succeeded through faith and perseverance, we can nurture hope within ourselves. Enduring sorrow and trials can either lead to hopelessness or a stronger hope, depending on how we handle them. It is not the sorrow itself, but the courage gained from experiencing God's presence during tough times that brings hope. By persevering with God's grace and continuing to work without giving up, we can see His power within us and look forward with confidence that He will guide us through challenges. Just as a lion's carcass can house bees that produce honey, facing trials with courage can yield sweet hopes. Remembering past trials where God was present can reassure us that He will not abandon us in future challenges. Like inexperienced sailors on a ship in rough seas, we may initially fear the worst, but as we trust in the ship's ability to weather the storm, we can face each wave with confidence. The apostle emphasizes the importance of enduring suffering with perseverance in the same letter. He highlights how going through tribulation leads to perseverance, which results in feeling the presence of a sustaining God. This encounter with God's power gives us hope and shows a strength beyond our own capabilities. Believing in this divine power helps us overcome tribulations, leading us to build a strong foundation of faith and hope towards God's purpose. Hope is often found in times of sorrow and challenges, reminding us of the possibility of future happiness. Even in the darkest moments, there are signs of hope that shine brightly, guiding us towards a brighter tomorrow. Sorrow can lead us to courage and perseverance, helping us build a strong foundation of hope. Another type of Christian hope is based on positivity and happiness, representing a new beginning. This hope is highlighted in another verse we are studying, which talks about finding joy and peace in God, leading to a deep sense of hope in our lives. Hope can be found in both difficult times and times of joy, strengthening us. It is not just a response to struggles, but also a result of the blessings we receive from God that enrich and mature our hearts. Reflecting on our journey, we realize that perseverance and courage pave the way from sorrow to hope. Joy and peace act as the bridge to hope through faith, unlike affliction. Suffering doesn't guarantee happiness, but joy in God never fades, leading to everlasting fulfillment. Faith gives rise to joy and peace, which in turn lead to hope. Trust in the process to find joy and peace, as our level of trust correlates with our level of joy and peace. The connection between faith and joy is emphasized in the text, highlighting the importance of focusing on Jesus to experience true joy and peace. Maintaining a strong faith is essential for inner light and melody, as any diversion can lead to a loss of joy. Daily renewal of faith is necessary to avoid spiritual decay, as gaps in joy indicate gaps in faith. Continuous belief results in ongoing gladness and calmness, encouraging us to always believe for constant joy in our lives. Having faith leads to a calming sense of peace and happiness, especially when trust is placed in an all-powerful and immortal being like Christ. Trusting in someone for safety and well-being brings a serene feeling that goes beyond earthly understanding, filling the soul with blessings and boundless grace. Trusting in flawed mortals can also bring peace, as long as trust is not misplaced. The apostle highlights the key to finding joy and peace in our Christian journey is through belief in Christ, not constant self-assessment. Dwelling on our faults blocks our ability to experience true happiness. Instead of focusing on our shortcomings, we should shift our gaze to Christ's forgiveness and have faith in His love. By prioritizing belief in Him, we can welcome joy and peace into our hearts. Reflecting on the origins of hope involves considering how belief leads to happiness and serenity, creating a positive outlook on the future. Christian joy and peace are eternal, offering limitless abundance unlike temporary earthly happiness. This lasting joy is meant to endure within the soul for as long as its infinite source exists. Faith in Christ brings lasting blessings that give us hope for eternal life beyond death. Our spiritual connection with Christ is unbreakable, and death cannot diminish the joy and peace found in our relationship with Him. By trusting in Christ, we can find strength and hope even in our darkest struggles, like a rainbow after a storm, reminding us of God's faithful promise to us. Peace, faith and hope, now and always.